Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So here we go.
You better buckle up, Buttercup.
And a whole new attitude to your afternoon.
I want to know what's going on, and I want to know right now.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
And you two will be awesome.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
Who the hell are you?
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show.
Let's go. How are you on this Monday, man? It's gorgeous out now. This morning sucked, but right now it's absolutely gorgeous outside.
I would feel pretty good if it weren't for my allergies right now. I am addicted to Zyrtec. Is that the name of that stuff? Is that I can't stand
that
stuff.
Is that the one with the owl?
I don't know.
Zyrtec, is that the one that has the owl as the spokesperson?
I don't know, because it makes me so drowsy. If there were an owl, I would probably sleep right through the commercial.
I'm okay with that. Right when I get up, I'm a little congested. Then it kind of wears off and get into the show and everything. They were cutting the grass today here and all that, so I'm good. Did you cut the grass? Does that cause
no.
it? Does that make it worse for
no.
you or no?
I cut the grass on Saturday, and you all know, right. I wanted to have the day off yesterday. I got to tell you, yesterday we took a bike ride through downtown Canton. It was fantastic. Beautiful day. Shout out to Tim Horner. He was basically my, in air quotations, like I would need one, tour guide. But we went through the entire city, probably took about a 17 to an 18 miler, and we went
Damn.
Through downtown. My question was this, and I don't know if they pick them up or whatever, but downtown Canton yesterday, there weren't any Bird scooters anywhere. They were all gone.
Really?
We couldn't find one. We were looking for them. We didn't see any on the street corners. I didn't see any today. I don't know what happened to those things.
Did somebody hoard them?
No, no.
They're in one part of town or something like that?
That's a great question. I don't know. If you've seen a Bird scooter, call the program. Let us know where they are.
Yeah, what street? Give us the address where the Bird scooters are. Not Bird poop. We want to know where the Birds, because there's Bird poop everywhere right now.
Here's the thing. There's an app for that, and it supposedly shows you where they're at. But when you go to the app, and it says, okay, there's one on the corner of 6th and Market, you go there, and it's not there.
Wait, there's an app for bird poop? It tells you where the
Pay
the
attention
to
what I'm talking to you. There's an app for the Bird scooters.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Kind of like when you use an Uber. It tells you where the car is, how far away it is from picking you up. Well, the same is true with the Bird scooters. Now, when you sign up for one or you go to their app, it tells you where they're parked at. Because as you know, you use it until you either run out of money or you get to your destination, you leave it there. And you leave it for the next person.
Right.
The next person picks up the app on their phone and says, okay, there's a Bird scooter out in front of, you know, whatever. And you just go there and you pick it up. Or if you're in the distance, you can walk to it. You go pick it up and you take off. They were all gone.
Well, let us know, people. 330-450-1480, where those Bird scooters are. Hey, before I forget, because you know how quick I am to forget things, right? Real easy. If it's not a post-it note or something like that,
right.
I forget. Out of sight, out of mind. Want to give out a big, big, big thank you to Dan Michael, the athletic director at Jackson High School. We went out and did our show Friday from Robert Fife Stadium. Big rivalry matchup between Jackson and Hoover in a lacrosse game that went sudden death, walk-off winner for the Vikings. We'll talk about that in a second. But, Dan Michael, thank you for helping us get all set up there and allowing us to be there to do the show. He sent an email to us today, JT. I want to read it on the air. It says, thanks for the pregame show on Friday. Things went really well. Beautiful night. Game was amazing, and the crowd was one of the biggest crowds we've ever had for a Jackson lacrosse game. I would wager to say that it was one of the largest crowds in the state this year. Tell Kenny and JT we appreciate it. Dan Michael, the AD there at Jackson, we appreciate you having us.
Yeah.
We had a blast on Friday.
It was a lot of fun. I don't know how long you stayed, because once they locked the back gate where we parked our cars, that's when I lost you, because I wanted to go take my backpack, leave it in the Jeep, come back and watch the game. I stayed till about halftime. couldn't find you, didn't want to go set up in the stands by myself. It was a really beautiful night and a great night for lacrosse, and I kept getting updates on my phone. Now, eventually, the game goes into overtime. Hoover wins it 16-15, but, man, what a game. And I, like you, I had a blast.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and True Logan with the walk-off winner in sudden death overtime, 16-15 the final. A hell of a game, a great tune-up for both teams that are in the playoffs. Jackson, Jackson is tonight, Hoover's tomorrow, correct?
You are correct, sir. There are five local teams that are in the playoffs. They are, Glen Oak, Lake, Green, Jackson, Hoover. How interesting, the only two schools that are not participating in the sport that are still in the Federal League, in order to make this a Federal League sport, are the only two teams locally in the Federal League, for obvious reasons, not in the playoffs. Glen Oak is a 14 seed. Lake is an 11. Green, 9. Jackson, 5. Hoover, 3.
Yeah, and both teams have a chance to do some damage. I know, I think it's Jackson's got to meet St. Ignatius a little bit sooner maybe than they wanted to, depending on what you think of St. Ignatius. They're either the 1 or the 2 seed behind Hudson, I think. But it was a hell of a night.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful weather. Absolutely gorgeous. Like we said, the crowd was, I didn't get hit by a lacrosse ball. I had my head on a swivel. So that was cool. And again, let me thank our sponsors who allowed us to be there. Andy Logan and Logan Sports. Thanks so much to Andy. Custard Corner. Brett Holzhoffel brought us the sandwiches that we chowed down on.
No. Wasn't him. It was his wife. Get it straight.
Oh, my bad.
That's right.
His wife. My bad. Sorry, Brett. Royal Docks Brewing Company, John Bikus, one of the sponsors, big Ohio State fan, obviously a big supporter in the Jackson area. Oakwood Square, Gary Giltz was there, stopped by, said thanks, enjoyed his time there, and we appreciate his sponsorship. Holistic Family Chiropractic, Tim's Tavern, Poncho Southwest Grill, Ash Family Dental, Dr. Ash stopped by, couldn't be happier with what we were doing there. Well, we couldn't be happier that he was part of the sponsorship group, and Gregory Industries. So all of our sponsors, thank you so much. We had a blast.
Gets underway for the Polar Bears tonight at 5:30 back at Fife. Right back at it tonight. They take on Menor. So that's going to be your 5 seed versus the 12 seed.
5-12.
And they look to get, 5-12.
Hey, that's Anthony, text us. Text us with updates once
that
match starts.
I already talked to him. I talked.
All right, yeah.
Please, before you go out on live radio and tell Anthony Davide to start texting us, remember, it'll be an onslaught of text messages. I just told him to give us a little update at the end of each quarter what the score is. Otherwise, your phone, you just heard it ring, right?
Yeah.
You want that sucker to go off every 5 seconds?
You mean so I have Anthony every 5 seconds and Gus every 5 seconds?
Wish for. Careful.
And Anthony, thank you for all your help in getting that broadcast
put
together.
That's not what you're thanking him for. You're thanking him for the pizza and the chicken that you ate. How many pieces of chicken did you eat that night?
I had 5 pieces of chicken.
Jeez.
Lindsay's,
thanks,
right?
Thanks for the rest of us.
Oh, my. I told you. I said, grab it. While it's here, you can have the entire pizza. I just want the chicken and the JoJo's.
Gee,
and Lindsay's. And I did. I chowed down.
Hey, boy is a P-I-G-P.
He sure is. Let the fat kid have a pizza. I'm eating all the chicken. That's nice. Thank you.
Oh, it was great pizza, too, man.
Really good.
A lot of fun there. So thanks to everybody involved with that on Friday. The big story of the day, though, JT, and developed late on ESPN, and the headline reads, Deshaun Watson to meet with NFL also will bring Cleveland Browns offensive teammates to the Bahamas to bond.
Well,
how about that? So
I hope it's a little bit better trip than it was last year when they went to Nebraska or wherever it was to go play catch with Baker Mayfield.
Right. Well, I was thinking the same thing. He probably got notes from the players that are still on the team. Where'd you guys go last year? Oh, no, we're going to the Bahamas, dude.
Where was it? Like,
we're gonna do this right.
Didn't they go to, like, Denver or something?
No, was it Montana? I thought they went to Montana.
Somewhere, yeah.
Was it Montana? Somewhere South like that.
South Hampshire.
What is
I don't know.
South Hampshire, yes. So that's interesting that he's going to meet with the NFL this week. And we're going to talk to Daryl Ryder coming up at 4 o'clock, Browns beat reporter, about this. The NFL's been investigating whether or not Watson violated its code of conduct as he's facing 22 civil suits. And so he's going to meet with the NFL. Yep. Do you expect a resolution possibly as early as the end of this week or no?
I don't think so, because they truly don't know what the outcome of all these civil suits are going to be. So it'd make no sense for them right now to impose whatever they wanted to. If they're going to suspend him now, what happens when these civil suits come out? They're going to suspend him again later down the road?
Well, that's a great point on your part. It really is, because if that's the case, then is that fair to the Browns, or does the NFL not care that they would suspend him twice, or do they just wait until everything is resolved and then say, all right, you're out for the whole season, right? We didn't want to do it in two stints. If you're found guilty and we think it's a violation, you're out for the whole season. Or do they just wait and say, okay, it's 0 to 2 games, that's it, and
multi-million dollar question that we can't answer. It's like trying to figure out what was – you know what else comes to mind?
What?
Going back, the entire thing is when they decided to make this deal and they went after Deshaun Watson. You remember when Andrew Berry said this has been a long process going back? I forget the exact words that he used, but it went back to like last October, which was right in the heart of the season, which means they had intended to go after Deshaun Watson before all this became news anyway. So it takes you back into last season wondering what truly went on with Baker Mayfield. Was it the injury? Was it just the fact that they were ready and willing to move on regardless?
Yeah, I think they were ready and willing to move on. They got word that Deshaun Watson was up for grabs, and they felt that Baker, even what they saw out of him when he was playing well, wasn't enough to get them over the hump. Think about it. If you're the Browns, you're comparing everything to who? You're comparing it to Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes. Sure. You're comparing it to Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. They're the two favorites in the AFC, and I think they looked at it and they said, you know what? We can't beat either one of those teams with Baker Mayfield at quarterback. We had our chance, right? Twice. Think about it. They played him in back-to-back games, the last game in the one season in the playoffs and the opening game this past year when Baker was healthy, and they came up short both times, and both times Baker had a chance late, right? To move them down the field and maybe get a winning touchdown or a winning field goal, whatever it would have been, and he failed to do so, and I think that had something to do with it.
Oh, absolutely. You want to compare oranges to oranges. The one thing that we know they had that we didn't have was an elite quarterback. Let's get caught up to date over the weekend. Here's if you missed it.
Did you miss again? Here are the weekend headlines that you have missed.
Thanks, Kelsey. If you missed it, Minnesota Twins take 2 out of 3 from the Guardians over the weekend. More on that in a minute. But we go now to the NBA playoffs. First on Friday, the Celtics forced Game 7 by beating the Bucks in Milwaukee Friday night, 108-95. Golden State eliminates Memphis, 110-96. Warriors now head to the West Finals. Yesterday, Boston blows out Milwaukee, 109-81 to clinch a spot in the East Finals. They will travel to Miami to face the Heat. Game 1 tomorrow night, 8:30. Ah, it's on ESPN.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is. How about the blowouts, though, man?
Hold on.
Jeez.
Maybe the biggest shock in the playoffs, the Mavericks blow out the Suns in Phoenix. 123-90 will now face the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. Game 1 Wednesday night. Hey, 9 p.m. on TNT.
There Woo-hoo! You go. Did you watch any of the Mavericks-Suns game?
I checked the score. It was a blowout. I never watched it.
Chris Paul and Devin Booker wet the bed, man. They had no 3 of 14. Both didn't make a field goal, I think, until like in the third or fourth quarter when the game was a blowout. Chris Paul again, and we'll get to Chris Paul in screenshots, how his teams do very well in the regular season, do very well early in playoff series, and then choke when it matters most.
Fifth time Chris Paul has lost a series after going up 2-0, which includes last year's finals collapse of the Milwaukee Bucks. He's the only player with that dubious distinction in NBA history. He says he will not retire and does expect to be back for his 18th season next year.
And that means they'll get a 2-0 lead in a series in the playoffs next year, and he'll lose again.
He'll get paid. Who cares? Kansas Speedway in Kansas City, Missouri.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Annual Event Hell 4th. Event Hell 400 was held yesterday. Check out the list of your winners here. Kurt Busch is your winner, followed by Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch, Denny Kyle Hamlin, Christopher Bell, Martin Truex Jr., and our man Cole Custer finished 22nd.
Always remember, if you ain't first, you're last.
Kurt, Kyle.
Kurt, wait, what? Kurt, Kyle, Kyle?
1, 2, and 3. Kurt, Kyle, Kyle.
All right, there you go.
When you work on your mysterious lady part stuff, you should have the right tools, too. So that's why you should use Mapex, the official tampon of NASCAR.
Thank you.
Go get some.
It's top five movies at the box office over the weekend if you missed it. Coming in number 5, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
No clue.
Number 4, Firestarter. That's a little girl. She's like possessed or something.
Yeah, she starts fires, I hear.
Number 3, Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Okay.
Number 2, Bad Guys, Bad Guys. What you gonna do? Oh, no, that's not them. The Bad Guys came in number 2 this week at the box office. And okay. The number 1 movie at the box office, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
That is breaking all kinds of records, man. That Marvel Universe stuff, man. You put that out there and people flock to the theaters.
NHL playoffs Friday night. Florida eliminated Washington on Saturday. Carolina wins a series versus Boston. 4-3. Tampa Bay did the same versus Toronto. And Edmonton over L.A. Yesterday, Brian, the Penguins eliminated by the Rangers. 4-3. That game in overtime. Calgary sent Dallas packing, winning their best of 7 series. 4-3. NHL playoffs resume tomorrow night. Florida hosts Tampa Bay. Colorado hosts St. Louis.
Yeah, Penguins choked. Up 3-1. Blew the series. Had leads in games 5, 6, and 7. Blew the leads. Lost. They don't deserve to be there. They choked.
Now on to the Guardians. They played well over the weekend, but they dropped 2 of 3 to the Minnesota Twins, who now have a 3-game lead over Cleveland in the AL Central. Cleveland at 16-17 has a day off. Looks to get Tito back from COVID protocol and get fat this week. We get to host Cincinnati and Detroit for 5 big games. They all start tomorrow night. You'll hear them right here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. Now you're caught up to date if you missed it.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.